Many countries, including the European Union and Japan, are pushing the United States to participate in significant greenhouse gas reductions. The United States is one of the few industrial nations that has not signed the Kyoto Protocol to reduce emissions like carbon dioxide. Bryce Lalonde, France's ambassador for climate change, says he's happy the U.S. position is changing. Not only did it host this major economies meeting on energy securities and climate change in Honolulu, but last month, President Bush also signed the Energy Independence and Security Act. It contains strict emission standards and goals for increasing development of renewable fuels.
Of course, we want more, but it's a good start. We had a real good discussion, face to face. Why didn't you do that? Or could you do it this way? We still have to do some work on this issue, etc. That was very important for us, because we didn't often have that sort of direct face-to-face discussion where we can say exactly what we believe, or why we have a problem of trust, or why didn't you do this? That's very important, and that's why we want to go on. And we really hope that we're going to deliver real decisions in the short future.
That future includes a mid-March clean energy technology workshop in Japan and a gathering of leaders in France in April. But Germany's Minister for the Environment, Matthias Machnig, says the group still has much work to do and huge goals to achieve.
There are some positions not shared by everyone, and I think one thing is very clear. We all have a responsibility here, because public wants action from us. Public wants answers. Public wants those things we agreed on are now implemented, and that we go a straight way of a clear reduction strategy for the next years. And from a German point of view, we need clear international agreements, because we are running out of time.
Among the major issues to be decided at upcoming meetings of the group is how to come up with a common long-term goal for reducing greenhouse emissions. More than 170 nations have ratified the 1997 Kyoto Protocol, which commits them to reducing emissions of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases by 5% compared to 1990 levels. The treaty is due to expire in 2012. The delegates hope to finalize their comprehensive international agreement on climate change in Copenhagen in 2009. I'm Kayla Rosenfeld.